first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Megan B. Newman and her family is waiting. This piece is read by Alice Bourget.
Sitting, waiting. We're all waiting for Nanny to die. Nanny is my husband's grandmother. We're all expecting her last breath to come any minute now, waiting for the doctors to come rushing in with the news, news that can hardly be news since we know it too well. Still, we sit. We sit waiting for Nanny's death so that we can cry once more and cry out loud, and then begin to celebrate Nanny in all her glory, not in the ragged old hospital gown she lies in now. We sit in idle chat, every so often, when the silence becomes too awkward, when we realize we are all too uncomfortable around the smells and sounds of the ward. Nanny's throwing a party, or so she tells us. We ask her to make sure we're invited. She giggles and says, of course we are. She giggles a lot today, pursing her lips the way she does, her head tilted to one side. How can we cry when she's invited us to her party? Her husband stares intently, humbled by his wife, loving her with everything he has left. When he kisses her, it's as if he's a boy of 16 again. I'm sure he has butterflies. He watches her attentively, helpless as never before, and reaches under the covers for her hand. Gently, he leans forward and kisses her on the lips. She instinctively puckers, perhaps unconsciously, remembering the kisses of their youth. Come on, love. Come on. What have you got to say to me? He asks, smiling at her, shaking her gently. She moans softly in the hospital bed beside him. I love you, I like to think she said. I love you. And then she died.
This piece was produced by Guy Lanier and Margie Kern Marshall. If you'd like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.